In 1919, a young banker named Conrad Hilton followed an oil boom to Cisco between Fort Worth and Abilene. He planned to buy a bank there, but the deal fell through. Hilton went to the local Mobley Hotel to find a room for the night. So many people were pouring into town from the nearby railway station that the hotel rented its 40 rooms in 8-hour shifts, reaping triple the normal income. Hilton smelled a business opportunity. He bought the Mobley for $40,000, and a hotel empire was born. The Mobley was nothing like today's Hilton's. The rectangular red brick building had only 2 floors, a simple frontier-style facade, a long wooden porch, double doors, and a flat roof. Decoration was minimal, a parapet, a pedestal, and stucco belts over the brick. Yet it became the testing ground for Hilton's ideas: waste no space and provide maximum service at minimum price. Hilton also influenced modern hotel architecture with innovations such as using the columns in lobbies to showcase jewelry and other wares. In 1924, he built the first high-rise Hilton Hotel in Dallas. It was 14 stories tall with an ornate Beaux-Arts-style facade. It's now the Hotel Indigo. When the Great Depression hurt Hilton's business, he sold the Mobley in 1929. It fell into disrepair and later became a senior citizen's home and a boarding house. In 1979, the year Hilton died, the University of Houston Foundation, the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation, and the Hilton family joined to restore the hotel. The work replaced decayed wood in the internal structure and reconstructed the lobby and the stairway. 2 hotel rooms also were restored to their 1919 look. Today, the Mobley is the Conrad Hilton Center, housing the Cisco Chamber of Commerce, a community center, and a historical museum. It tells the story of the legendary businessman who found a gusher not in an oil field, but in a small hotel.